ecstatic alchemist, Enchantrix. I am the ecstatic alchemist. I am the Enchantrix. I am the full-bodied orgasmic flow of your power in every cell of your being. I am Eros in her most unbridled form, and I have ignited from the darkness to the light. I meld worlds together through my senses and my deep inner sight. I dance between the light and the dark, and am ecstatic from all the alchemy this brings to me. I live in a world of contrast and opposition, embracing it all within my body, creating from it the fire opal jewel of my awakened sensual state. I am the divine intoxication of all the senses, and I reveled in the full-blooded kiss on the mouth of life. I am the passion of the alchemist, ecstatically embodied in all of her desires, coming through her in ripened delight. I am overflowing ambrosia and nectar, unbridled passion for life itself. I am the power of volcanoes and molten lava, the ocean swelling and crashing or gently lapping and kissing the shoreline. I am the sun rising in all of her glory and the beauty of the pearlescent lunar moon, dripping crystalline diamonds into a dark ocean. I am poetry, searching within you to find the deepest place of feeling. I create art from all that is rent asunder in pain, separation, or loss. I am lead, and I am gold. I am an alchemist, an enchantrix. As the face of the Magdalene, who is the ecstatic alchemist, I bring you to the awareness of your full, embodied, erotic power. I empower you to ooze with flowing, sensual, erotic aliveness. Receiving this card in your reading is an Enchantrix initiation. This is a call for you to feel your inner ecstatic alchemist, the one who nudges you to make art, write poetry, sing, dance, and find the beauty in all things. She calls you to restore your passion from the deepest, darkest, mineral-rich caverns that live within you, laden with gorgeous crystals and precious gems. She evokes you to activate your inner sensual alchemy so you can feel more alive in your body, more in touch with your erotic power. She's initiating you to remember that the ecstasy of life runs through your veins, and it's here to transmute everything into rainbow, golden, liquid fire. This is a signal that it's time for you to allow yourself the fullest expression of your desires. If you've been looking for permission to become erotically alive and tune into your body, then this is it, though you never needed the permission. Luxuriate in the most gorgeous places in your psyche and body and become more deeply present to the beauty and erotic nature of the natural world. My love, consider this. How are you being called to connect to your desire, to your embodied pleasure? So the Enchantrix, well, she is here to activate, as you have heard, your full embodied pleasure. And what a gateway that is for us as women. So if you've been called to this initiation with the Enchantrix, the ecstatic alchemist, she's calling you to look into all areas of your life where you maybe have shut down your access into your body, into your entirety, from the root, from the very root of your being, your perineum, your yoni, up into the pleasure of your yoni, into your womb space, up to your breasts, in your throat and your very top of your head. She is calling you to start to feel the connection between the upper realms and the lower realms. She is saying that this body of yours, this gorgeous vessel of yours, is actually the alchemical vessel through which we transmute anything less than love into love. That it is actually through our humanity, through coming all the way down and deep into our eros, our sexuality, our sensuality, the aliveness of the body that we're living in the human realm, in this third dimensional realm, that we are actually initiated into the beauty and the pleasure of life. That in fact all life is erotically charged on this planet. Everything is a electromagnetic circuitry, you know. There is this love affair that's happening between the sky and the earth, between the rain and the earth, between the fire and the air, between all the elements. There is this erotic dance. And we see it in all of life, the swelling of the ocean waves crashing the shoreline. The incredible, gorgeous, awe-inspiring beauty of the sunset colors that intoxicate us, or the scent of the rose when we bury our face in it and the feeling of her petals on our face. When we see the beautiful honeybees go into the nectar of the flowers and roll around and come out covered in this delicious pollen. When there's sunlight glinting on water, or there's that moment where we feel the touch of somebody and the smell of that person, and we're erotically charged, magnetically pulled toward them. This is life on this amazing planet called Earth. This is the life that we have been called into, and on this path, the Magdalene calls us into the full embodiment of our humanity as the pathway to our divinity. That it is through coming in more fully to our awareness of our senses and then expanding beyond this third dimensional realm into the multiple dimensions that our ecstasy and our bliss and our pleasure give us access to, those heightened states, that flow state, that optimal state of ecstatic, orgasmic bliss. But this is not something that we have been taught about. It's something that we've actually been reviled and shamed for. This is where the feminine has been really excluded, not just excluded, but humiliated and shamed and made filthy and dirty and sinful. This is the legacy of the last 2,000 years, certainly of the last 1,500 years, where the feminine has been really cut out of the world, has been cast out, has been ridiculed and shamed, tortured, abused, where we have been taught that this body is sinful, that this body is dirty, and that this is the reason why we have all been cast out of the Garden of Eden. These are the deep beliefs that we've been given, and the ecstatic alchemist and the enchantrix is here for you now to aid you in any way that she can to awaken the path of ecstasy. And the path of ecstasy is not just one that encompasses the pleasure and the bliss and the heightened states of joy in the body, but it also recognizes and holds the depth of our grief, our loss, our suffering, our pain that is so much part of our humanity. There is no one of us who does not traverse both the light and the shadow, and that is the beauty of this world of contrast. Not that we would ever wish ourselves the pain and the suffering when we're in it, but there is something about being able to hold all of this that the enchantrix says is the pathway of ecstasy. And so if you're being called to this initiation, not only are you being called to awaken the power held within you to alchemize, to hold all of your life experiences and to transmute that into the gold of your being. But you're also being called to understand that the enchantment of life, the enchantment of life, is in the full-blooded kiss of life. You know, it's this embrace of being fully alive. And what does it mean to be fully alive? That's the question that you're here to really engage with. Is where you've shut down your aliveness, where you've maybe turned away from that aliveness, where you have shut down your willingness to lean into the desires, because the desires can show you and guide you into more experiences that widen your perspective, that widen your capacity to see where you may be in judgment or separation of yourself. You know, most of us have been taught to judge and shame our own desires, and the Enchantrix is here to initiate a full-bodied awakening of the remembrance of the power of our pleasure, the power of our desire, the power of our orgasm. And by orgasm, I don't just mean the sexual orgasm that we have been taught about where we, you know, with a partner, but orgasm as at a connection into the Kundalini energy, into the life force energy that actually animates us and that connects us into the erotic charge of being alive. You know, being alive is an experience of eros. These senses that we have enliven us, and the more that we expand our capacity to receive the beauty, to expand the pleasure, the more we awaken the divinity within us. Because the natural world and we ourselves are the divine. There is no separation, and the Enchantrix knows this. She is courting the divine in every moment through the sound of arias being sung, and she is courting the divine in you through the tastes in your mouth, and through the visions you're seeing in front of your eyes, and through the touch in your body, right? This courting of the divine is what you're being called to by the ecstatic alchemist. She is the one who is here. When we say courting the divine, I mean finding and illuminating in the darkness and the shadow the divine in everything. So you're being called by her to expand your capacity for understanding yourself as an erotically charged, awakened, alive being. And it is through that we expand our capacity for the connection with the divinity within us. For this is love. This is the face of love. It is everything to do with Gaia and the extraordinary diversity of life here. That we are cells of her body, that we are made from the lovemaking of the sun and the earth, that we were born out of that extraordinary encounter and came into this physical form. This was an alchemical act, and everything on this planet, everything on Gaia, is an alchemy. And the more conscious we become, and the more purposeful we become with that alchemy, the more mastery we have with transmuting the lower frequencies to the higher frequencies, to expanding our capacity to hold the light and the dark. So, you're being called on a wild, rapturous ride to lean into the depths